In today's news headlines, Thursday marked the third day of the Senate impeachment trial of Donald Trump as House managers spent hours wrapping up their prosecution to make the case that the former president incited a violent insurrection against the Capitol on January 6th. Lead impeachment manager Representative Jamie Raskin challenged those still intent on exonerating Trump even after seeing harrowing videos of violence on prior days of the hearing.
My dear colleagues, is there any political leader in this room who believes that if he is ever allowed by the Senate to get back into the Oval Office, Donald Trump would stop inciting violence to get his way? Would you bet the lives of more police officers on that?
That's House impeachment manager Jamie Raskin on Thursday. As he and other House managers were presenting their last hours of evidence, the Justice Department, in a court filing against one of the January 6th rioters named Jessica Watkins, wrote, quote, as the inauguration grew nearer, Watkins indicated that she was awaiting direction from President Trump. It was the most direct link so far that federal prosecutors have made between Trump and the rioters. On Wednesday, the hearings were focused on never-before-seen surveillance footage from the Capitol building that revealed for the first time just how close several lawmakers came to the violent mob that broke in. Senators Chuck Schumer and Mitt Romney and former Vice President Mike Pence were just a few feet away from rioters when they were shuttled away to safety by law enforcement. Here is House impeachment manager Stacey Plaskett presenting evidence of Mr. Pence's close encounter with the mob.
You can see Vice President Pence and his family quickly move down the stairs. The Vice President turns around briefly as he's headed down. As Pence was being evacuated, rioters started to spread throughout the Capitol. Those inside helped other rioters break in through doors in several locations around this entire building. And the mob was looking for Vice President Pence.
That's Congresswoman Plaskett on Wednesday. Also showcased was the audio of a phone call from Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani to Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville, asking him to slow down the election certification process.
I'm calling you because I want to discuss with you how they're trying to rush this hearing, and how we need you, our Republican friends, to try to just slow it down.
On Wednesday evening, after the hearings, Senator Tuberville told reporters that he spoke to Trump by phone on January 6th and informed him that Pence was in personal danger and had just been whisked away to safety. Trump then issued a damning tweet egging on his supporters against Pence, which Representative Joaquin Castro presented as the president directly instructing the rioters.
At 2:24 p.m., he tweeted, quote, Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution. USA demands the truth. He further incites the mob against his own vice president, whose life was being threatened. Well, some of you may say, well, who was paying attention anyway? Well, that mob was paying attention.
Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution, giving states a chance to certify a corrected set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones which they were asked to previously certify. U.S. demands the truth.
That's a Trump tweet being read out loud by rioters on January 6th. Part of video evidence House managers presented on Wednesday. In another harrowing video from January 6th, Plaskett showed how Speaker Nancy Pelosi's congressional aides barricaded themselves in an office. And just moments later, rioters stormed in and tried to break down the door.
As you can see here, the staff moves from their offices through the halls and then enters a door on the right-hand side. That's the outer door of a conference room, which also has an inner door that they barricaded with furniture. The staff then hid under a conference room table in that inner room. After just 7 minutes of them barricading themselves and the last staffer entering the door on the right, a group of rioters enter the hallway outside. And once inside, the rioters have free rein in the Speaker of the House's offices. In this security video, pay attention to the door that we saw those staffers leading into and going into. One of the riders you can see is throwing his body against the door three times until he breaks open that outer door. Luckily, when faced with the inner door, he moves on.
That's House Impeachment Manager Stacey Plaskett on Wednesday at Trump's Senate trial. Representative Madeleine Dean linked the threads of Trump's words to his supporters' actions.
At 1:10, the president ended his speech with a final call to fight and a final order to march to the Capitol. At 1:45, the president's followers surged past Capitol Police shouting, "This is a revolution!" Just after 2:10, an hour after President Trump ended his speech, the insurrectionist mob overwhelmed Capitol security and made it inside the halls of Congress. And so they came, draped in Trump's flag, and used our flag, the American flag, to batter and to bludgeon. And at 2:30, I heard that terrifying banging on House chamber doors.
That's House Impeachment Manager Madeleine Dean. In spite of the powerful evidence, Trump is likely to be acquitted. As many have pointed out, he is being tried by a jury that includes his co-conspirators. Meanwhile, Trump himself, who has been silenced by social media companies, is fighting a battle to convince his neighbors in Palm Beach, Florida, to allow him to live at his resort. And now that he is no longer president, he may have to face some tough questions about his tax filings. Meanwhile, news broke out that more than 100 former Republican lawmakers and other officials met last week to privately discuss whether to launch a new conservative party that rejects Trump and Trumpism. A damning new study published by the Lancet Commission on Public Policy and Health highlights what could be an even greater crime by Trump, that about 40% of all COVID-19-related deaths in the U.S. were avoidable and happened because of Trump's, quote, inept and insufficient response to the pandemic. The study's authors make the case that a Medicare for All system in the U.S. is the most effective program for both health and economic equity. In other news from the pandemic, scientists are warning that the new UK variant of the coronavirus, being referred to as the Kent variant, could sweep through the whole world rapidly. However, Dr. Anthony Fauci, in an interview on the Today Show on Thursday, remained optimistic, going as far as saying that the COVID-19 vaccines would be available to the general public by April.
If you look at the projection, I would imagine by the time we get to April, that will be what I would call, for better wording, open season. Namely, virtually everybody and anybody in any category could start to get vaccinated.
That's Dr. Fauci on the Today Show with an optimistic projection of vaccinating the general public soon. Meanwhile, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a prominent anti-vaccination advocate, has now been barred from spreading misinformation via Instagram. Members of his own family have denounced him publicly for spreading what they call dangerous misinformation about vaccines. And finally, prominent peddler of violent misogyny, Larry Flint, is dead at 78. The man who championed himself as a First Amendment hero for using free speech rights to degrade women and their bodies through his Hustler magazine died of heart failure. And that does it for our news headlines.